Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 16th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 4¼ cents at 5.68¾, September wheat down a penny and three quarters at 7.60½, and November beans up 3¼ cents, 13.68¼. The meal was up 2.10, oil was down 34 ticks. Kind of a quiet day here. The export inspections were really kind of mediocre. 441 on the wheat, 755 on the corn, 278 on the beans. The NOPA crush was a little bit bearish, came in at 155.1. They were looking for 159 to 160. Oil stocks were above what they were looking for, came in at 1.6. They were looking for 1.5. So that was a little bit bearish as well. The oil rallied and broke here. They rallied $1.25 off the lows, broke it a good full penny off the highs. So it was kind of volatile, and that kind of dragged the beans a little bit down. But the meal saved the beans from closing lower on the day. Crop tour, South Dakota showed 148.9 on the early results. That's against 164.5, so it's down as one would expect, but not maybe as bad as some people have thought out here. I haven't seen any returns from Ohio yet. The tour will go through Thursday and then have the final yield on Friday. Let's see, what else do we have here? We've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. You know, I heard one guest that said they thought it would be steady to maybe one lower corn and beans. I disagree. I think it'll be steady to one higher in corn and beans. I think these rains have certainly helped out here. We'll see what they come up with. I would make this point. December corn, we went up on the report day, filled the gap, but we closed a quarter cent under the gap. And then on Friday, we closed another quarter cent below that. And then today, we closed 4¼ below that. So we've had three consecutive closes under the gap after filling it. I don't think that looks great on the charts, to tell you the truth. The funds are long, huh? 270,000 contracts of corn out here. Let me take a quick look at the December chart in here. You know, this wasn't a great close, but we really need to close it under 550 to convince me that the funds are going to be under some more pressure out here. And that's, still on about 19 cents away. But looks like they took out a little bit of the rain not next week, but the week after. It looks like we're going to still get some decent rains around the country in the next 6-7 days. Then it maybe dries out again. But I don't see a lot of heat out here either for most of the Midwest. I think if we do get the rains this week, I just don't see where the beans in the corn are going to get the rally power from. I think it's going to really help minimize some damage that's out there. I don't think it's going to make it a bin buster crop in the areas that are bad by any stretch of the imagination. But I think it'll help. And, if we should get some more rains in September, that'll help as well. And we get into harvest and, we'll see what's there. I would say that in drought years, the yields tend to be higher than what most would expect. And again, I think that's the genetics just waiting for the rain, and it'll wait and it'll wait. It'll look terrible. They get the rains and we make a decent crop. And let's not forget, a lot of the country had pretty good rains most of the season. So where it's bad, is it as bad as we thought it was? We'll have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.